WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. There are now contested races for all three Bryan City Council seats in this November's election. The roles will be reversed from 3 years ago in single-member District 1. Now the incumbent, Richard Cortez, defeated Al Sines by a margin of 76-75. Another former councilman, Mike Sutherland, is running for mayor against incumbent Jason Bayensky. And two newcomers, Perry Stephanie and Kevin Davenport, are seeking the second district spot that is opening because Paul Madison is term limited. The filing deadline for city and school board elections is the 26th. College Station school board members have two meetings the next 2 days. Both involve November's bond issue.
The trustees' first meeting is this afternoon at 4 in the central office. In addition to resuming discussion on what might be included in the bond issue, trustees will also consider establishing a new health and wellness program. An employee committee recommended a contract with AeroFit Health and Fitness for 1 year, with the option of 2 one-year extensions. 11 vendors were contacted and 7 submitted a proposal. Tomorrow evening at 6, trustees meet with the City Council at the District's Transportation Center on Rock Prairie Road. The bond issue is one of 3 items on the agenda where action could be taken. Last month, council members and school administrators discussed a new natatorium. Also up for considerations, the sale of the College Station Conference Center to the school district. The center was closed by the city in July of last year due to structural issues, and the district has the right of first refusal to acquire the property. In addition to the natatorium, CSISD voters could be asked to approve a bond issue that, among other things, would build a 9th elementary school, expanding Timber Academy into a center of alternative learning, and relocate support services to a new building. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The seasonal spike of moving is underway. In the city of Bryan, Environmental Services Director Eric Zaragoza reminds residents they can place behind furniture and other bulky items.
We have weekly pickup for those types of items, which we consider is called brush and bulky. As most people are aware of, we service your residential can, the container you roll out, your rollout cart, once per week. But we also show up to your curb once a week picking up your brush and bulky. So the material that you're talking about, you would put that out by the curb, and basically you'd go to work in the morning and come home, and it'd be gone.
As for computers and other electronics and paints and other chemical-based products, Zaragoza says the next household hazardous waste collection is October 5th, and anyone, regardless of address, who has recyclable cans and plastic and paper products can drop them off at a city-operated site near the Walmart off Briarcrest. The 60th Annual Texas Association of Broadcasters Convention included 2 awards for Bryan Broadcasting. Operations Manager Tucker Young says both were for public service.
Several years in a row, we've won the Lone Star Leader Award, which commemorates the stations that do the most in giving to public service campaigns throughout the state of Texas, things like the Army National Guard, things like the TABC and initiatives they have. And it's a great point of pride to be able to say that we do a lot to support those campaigns.
The Texas Army National Guard also recognized Bryan Broadcasting for exceptional contributions to its promotional campaign. And we'd like to congratulate this year's Texas Broadcaster of the Year, KBTX General Manager Mike Wright, who was honored at the TAB convention. A local lawyer is developing a new academic success program that aims to help kids through an unusual strategy. Read by 3 Director Daniel Hernandez says starting this fall, a total of 30 families at Anson Jones and Ben Milam Elementaries will participate. But this program is unique because it doesn't focus exclusively on curriculum.
Our emphasis will be the families. That's what we're going to work on because that's the most vitally important institution in our society. And I think we've missed that over the years in our efforts to educate our children. And we've taken away the role that the parents can play, or we've not emphasized it enough.
Hernandez says Read by Third will put some responsibility back on the parents to help their children learn while equipping them for success, broadening their vision, and providing a network. More details are at WTAW.com. And officials at the University of Texas at Austin are singing the praises of donors for the record amount of money they've given to the school so far this year. The $396 million UT has raised breaks the school's single-year fundraising record by $30 million. University President Bill Power says there's still time to add to that total.
Even with a month to go, we've surpassed our previous highest year in fundraising. It's at a rate of over $1 million a day.
More than 90% of the gifts were for less than $1,000. The largest pledges include $50 million from the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation for the Dell Medical School and $25 million from Terry and Robert Rowling for a new building for the McCombs School of Business. WTAW News Time is 6:13 at 74 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thank you for trusting me with your mortgages for the last 15 years. I'm now happy to be able to provide solutions for your retirement and investing needs. I am Debbie Davis. I'm now able to help with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor, so call me for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
Welcome to Linda's Javapalooza. I'm Linda.
Wow, this is huge.
57,000 square feet of potential employees. What are you looking for?
Retail.
All the way in the back. Turn left when you hit the IT guys.
Thank you.
We know this is ridiculous, but we're making a point. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com. And if you're an employer looking for qualified local employees with experience in retail all in one place, don't go here.
There was nobody back there.
Did you turn left at the IT guys?
They weren't there either.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We're going to continue to deal with warm temperatures this week. We have a stalled frontal system over the northern part of the state. North of that, the air just isn't quite as hot. High pressure stretches from the Florida Panhandle out over Florida, and that system's controlling our weather. We'll have sunshine today with a high of 95 to 100, maybe an isolated thunderstorm to cool us off late today. Clear tonight, 75 to 80, sunny tomorrow, 100, sunny Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with you, WTAW Sports. Aggies took to Kyle Field for the first time this season Saturday. We'll get you caught up there. A couple Aggies competing in the national championships for track and field, which is the same meet that Usain Bolt is competing at. And the TCL championship for Bombers baseball was postponed due to rain. We'll get you caught up on all the details coming up at about 6:50.
My apologies for the dead air, but I was out taking care of other people's problems with our printer, you know.
I didn't know there was dead air.
It's okay. I was about to come in there. I thought, oh, my gosh, is he having a medical emergency?
Yeah, no, I was out.
I was worried.
Thank you. I was out there trying to.
I don't want you to be gasping your last.
No. Unjamming the printer, which has been making strange noises lately. But
like any printer.
It sounds like a ratchet.
It does. Well, again, and it's all plastic, so it's amazing it's not throwing teeth out already, but I'm sure it will be soon. So, Florida, of course, yes. Happy Monday, let's go to Florida. Florida police looking for a man who stole two puppies from an Orlando store on Saturday. Surveillance video captures the man taking an $800 pug from its crib and shoving it down his pants. Yeah, really. After walking
out. That doggy in my
dog
pants.
Okay?
Yeah. Well, after walking out there and doing that, he goes back into the store. Does the same thing with a $750 miniature dachshund.
So, that dachshund's going to bite him.
Well, that's the thing. I'm just...
some tender places.
Well, I would just... You know, it's a good thing that he wasn't collecting lobster. They will be unhappy. Howsomever, probably a dachshund is less happy than a lobster.
Dachshunds are the lobsters of the dog world. Info.
The lobsters of the dog world.
I mean, can it be denied?
Oh, no, that's probably not.
Well, you boil lobster, you boil hot dogs. Why not?
Oh, man.
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today. At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, we're more than just a floor store.
We're a complete design center offering custom granite countertops, an amazing lighting center, and the best floor selection in Aggieland.
And now, we're offering an exclusive selection of unique furniture to tie your home design together.
Visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design off Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie.
We have the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 12th of August, so it's actually Vinyl Record Day.
Hooray!
Honoring the invention itself, as a matter of fact. We'll tell you about that later on. It's Middle Child Day, so there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of folks falling into that category.
We're gonna mutiny against society by acting out because we want attention.
Ah, okay.
Just like we always do.
Okay.
But the irony is nobody even knows it's Middle Child Day.
Put that together with a bunch of middle children and go find some common area and
that's what I'm saying. Just go and
just act out.
Let's go and demand attention and be ignored. That's how we're celebrating today.
Could do that. It's Herbert Hoover Day. A guy was probably too smart to be president and was president at the wrong time, but nonetheless. International Youth Day, and it's Sewing Machine Day.
Herbert Hoover made famous by Archie Bunker.
Oh, was he?
It's in the song.
Oh,
I'm just being
silly. Oh, that's right. It was. That's true. I forgot that. Yeah. It's Sewing Machine Day, and it's IBM PC Day.
Huh.
Just kind of an interesting aside, one of the people who was on the team that rolled out the first IBM PC lives in College Station, Texas.
No kidding.
Yep, sure enough. All right, let's do some birthdays.
Maggie Lawson is 33 years old from Psych.
Uh-huh. And was she on Hook, too, the little kid? Never mind.
She's 33 on Psych. Uh-huh. That's all I got on my list.
Don't know about the other. Yeah.
Casey Affleck is 38.
The less
Ben's
talented.
More talented. I think he's more talented
than
Ben.
There you go. The other talented Affleck. Huh? Okay.
Rebecca Gayhart is 42 from Dead Like Me. Mm-hmm. Pete Sampras, 42 years old. He's a tennis player.
Yeah.
Peter Krause.
He's married to some good-looking woman, right? Who's like a model or something?
Brigitte Wilson, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Pete Sampras. Peter Krause, 48 years old, from 6 Feet Under, and is now in parenthood. Sir Mix-a-Lot, I know your favorite, Scott.
Man, I'm all over it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Baby Got Back is 50. Yeah. Bruce Greenwood, no relation to Lee, is 57 from National Treasure 2. He played John F. Kennedy. Sam Jones, 59 years old. Any idea who he is?
Not the one who works here. But Sam's about the same age.
I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what that
means. It's our audio daily double.
Sounds like fun.
Somebody's going, turn the damn radio off. I'm trying to go back to sleep. Oh. Was that...
That's the guy that played Flash.
Oh, Flash.
Who sang that? Was that...
Queen.
Queen, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the guy that played Flash in the very trashy 1980s.
Yeah, hasn't Flash done Gordon. Much since then.
No, he's 59. Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits is 64. Mm-hmm. And the very tan, George Hamilton is 74.
Wow.
Freakishly tan, one might
say.
Yes,
he is. A little odd looking. George Soros, 83. Race car guy Parnelli Jones, who, if I'm not mistaken... Oh, no, that's Roger Penske I'm thinking of. But Parnelli Jones. And then a guitarist I really like, Pat Metheny.
Oh, I do, too.
59
Pat
today.
Metheny Group.
There you go. It's 620.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, time now for some absurd examples of how your federal government spends your hard-earned tax dollars. Now, the National Institutes for Health is funding a program to convince female smokers to kick their habit. Now, the kicker is that women that they're trying to convince, well, those women live in Brazil. That's going to cost you, the American taxpayer, over $650,000. Also, the National Science Foundation is giving nearly $78,000 taxpayer dollars to the trustees of Boston University to study whether climate change was a primary cause for the decline of the Mayan civilization in Guatemala between 1000 BC and 900 AD. You can't make it up.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. I want to recommend a great game for you and your entire family. You'll love it. The kids will love it. Grandma and Grandpa will love it. It's called Wits and Wagers Party Game. Now, my family and our kids, we love playing this game. Ever since we got this game last year, it's like no other game we've ever played. Now, as soon as you start playing, everybody starts gathering around the table. They want to know what's going on. And the next thing you know, your room is going to be filled with laughter, cheers, fun, happiness. It's a blast. And best of all, everyone has a chance to win. And my kids kind of like that part. And so will yours. So if you know anybody with kids, you've got to tell them about Wits and Wagers Party Game. And while you're out doing your back-to-school shopping, I encourage you, pick up Wits and Wagers Party Game. You can find it at Walmart. You can find it at Target. It's Wits and Wagers, the most clever, fun party game we've ever played. You'll love it. Wits and Wagers, available at Walmart, Target. That's Wits and Wagers at Walmart and Target.
I'm David Willey, president of CTWP. I want to thank all of our customers here in the Brazos Valley for the opportunity to be your copier company for over 35 years. As our community has grown, so has our organization's ability to provide the latest in document imaging technology. If you are looking for business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, CTWP is looking for you. Call CTWP today at 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Fleas, if you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, I'm Brian Bowers with the Bank and Trust. Helping businesses grow in our community is one of the many things I do to help my clients. Lending money isn't my only focus, but it is my specialty. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Ticket scalpers get a new marketing venue. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Legitimate ticket sellers, Live Nation Entertainment, and Ticketmaster are making peace with ticket scalpers. If you're looking for tickets to a concert, you might find a seating map listing not only seats that are available at face value, but also those being offered by scalpers who bought them at face value and now hope to flip them for a profit. The listing for a Black Sabbath concert in Chicago is among the first to use the new "if you can't beat 'em, join 'em" strategy. The Taiwanese cell phone maker HTC has hired a celebrity spokesman. HTC confirms it signed actor Robert Downey Jr. to a two-year contract as its brand endorser. Commercials will show up on YouTube this week. If you still haven't taken a summer vacation, it's not too late. Orbit says there are a lot of late summer travel bargains, and if you book at the last minute, you might be rewarded with low prices. A lot of hotels offer discounts to fill open rooms as demand declines. Stock futures are lower. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's gonna be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens. Answers.
The Dow Jones Report, brought to you by Debbie Davis, now helping you invest in your future with financial advice, making sense of the financial world. Call today for your free financial consultation, 979-220-3018, 401ks, mutual funds, and all types of investments.
Norma G. Tractor, lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G. Tractor, check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995. payback for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norman G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Good morning. It's 627 of Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268 Roof. Got a 20% chance of showers today. We'll keep our fingers crossed. Had a little bit of shower activity through the area yesterday for much of the county. Anyway, heat index about 104. Winds will be out of the south at about 10 to 15. 77 for a low temperature tonight. Hot again tomorrow near 100. We do have a mention of rain, at least in the forecast, on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So only about 20 or 30% as it stands right now. Winds are calm, and we have 94% relative humidity. Fair skies out there and 76 degrees.
You know those people that just being around them makes you feel good about yourself? What is it that they have? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advance Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Some people just have it. You like being around them. Being in their presence makes you feel good. They are compelling people.
The way it works, though, boils down to two key elements. Number one, how much strength does someone project? And what we mean by that is, can they shape the world around them? Can they bend it to their will?
John Neffinger, co-author of the book, Compelling People.
On the other hand, is warmth. And so there's this combination of commanding respect on the one hand and being likable on the other hand.
But pulling off strength and warmth at the same time isn't easy.
Because most of the things that we do to project strength make us seem assertive. And most of the things we do to project warmth make us seem accommodating. So when you dial up the strength, you just seem less warm. And when you dial up the warmth, you just seem a little less strong.
Those special, compelling people have the ability to balance these two things, which makes you wonder, is it a natural ability or is it deliberate?
Most of the people who seem like total naturals actually spend time working on this in themselves. The thing that you see with a Ronald Reagan or an Ann Richards or a Bill Clinton is that they're so comfortable in their own skin that they can be totally confident, which projects a lot of strength, but so confident also that they can be very generous to the people around them, and that projects a lot of warmth.
Tomorrow, how you can be more compelling. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. What College Station School District voters will be considering in a bond issue this November is a topic for Board of Trustees meetings today and tomorrow.
The list of projects CSISD voters could be asked to approve in the bond issue includes more renovations at Consolidated High School, pay for deferred maintenance, safety and technology upgrades, purchasing buses and vehicles, and build a new auditorium. The Aquatic Center is a common theme when the board gets together this afternoon and during a joint meeting with the City Council tomorrow evening. This follows school administrators visiting with council members last month. Trustees and council members could also finalize the sale of the College Station Conference Center to the school district, which has the right of first refusal to acquire the property. In July of last year, the city closed the center due to structural issues. Back to today's meeting, CSISD employees could be getting a health and wellness program. A committee reviewed proposals from 7 firms out of 11 that were contacted. The board has been asked to approve a contract with AeroFit Health and Fitness for 1 year, with the option of 2 one-year extensions. Today's board meeting starts at 4 in the central office. Tomorrow's joint meeting with the City Council begins at 6 in the CSISD Transportation Center on Rock Prairie Road. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
3 years ago, Richard Cortez was elected to the Bryan City Council by one vote. The man who lost by a margin of 76-75, Al Sines, has filed to return to the single-member district one seat. That means there are opponents in all 3 races in the November election. Running for the District 2 seat being vacated by Paul Madison, whose term limited, are Kevin Davenport and Perry Stephanie. And Mayor Jason Bienski is running for re-election, opposed by former Councilman Mike Sutherland. August 26th is the deadline to file for city and school board elections. WTAW parent company Bryan Broadcasting received 2 awards at this year's Texas Association of Broadcasters Convention. Operations manager Tucker Young says one was the TAB's Lone Star Leader Award, and the second was from the Texas Army National Guard for exceptional contributions to their promotional campaign.
Broadcasting has to be more than just entertainment. It has to be giving back to causes that do something for the community, and that's something that we have always taken to heart. And it's always nice to get an award from your peers for saying that you're doing what you love to do very well.
Honors at the 60th annual convention also included KBTX General Manager Mike Wright being presented the award for Texas Broadcaster of the Year. Regardless of where you live, you can take advantage of the City of Bryan's Recycling Center. Environmental Services Director Eric Zaragoza says they serve a couple hundred vehicles a day and they process 1,100 tons per year.
Your plastics, your ones and twos, you take your cardboard, your aluminum cans, your steel and tin cans. We also can take your cell phones. If you have an old cell phone, you can drop it off there. We'll take that from you. The bags that you get from the stores, I know sometimes that can be, I definitely know it can be a nuisance, especially at the landfill when the wind picks up and it blows these all over the place. So We offer a place for those to be taken to at the recycling center also.
Those who live in Bryan with proof of residency can also drop off up to 8 tires a year at the recycling center. Zaragoza says the next household hazardous waste collection event is October 5th. It's been an exceptionally good fundraising year at UT Austin. In the current fiscal year, the school has raised a record $396 million. University President Bill Powers talks about how the money may be used.
It will be used according to the donation itself. So somebody who donates might donate to the engineering school. They might donate to a particular program in the English department.
Powers says the record-breaking gifts will also be used to help make UT the top public research university in the nation. And there will be a new program this fall at Anson Jones and Ben Milam that hopes to help kids learn success skills to use the rest of their lives. Read by third director Daniel Hernandez, who was inspired by his own family's journey from poverty to success, says the goal is to create a better understanding between schools and parents and get parents involved with their children's learning.
How do we go about helping the families in a way that's different from just handing out a backpack or handing out food? Those issues will be addressed. There are a lot of programs across the country that are emphasizing programs on helping the children read. I think what makes this unique is that we're focusing on the family.
Hernandez says they're seeking sponsors and those interested in joining as volunteers and networkers. At WTAW.com, you can find a link to the program website. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 74 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're gonna love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir, your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway, the new Applewood Pulled Pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, participating restaurants.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars and technicians with over 25 years experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car is European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattlers.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
The hot weather here in the month of August continues as high pressure remains out over the Gulf of Mexico and the cool weather remains up off to our north. That's the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future. Sunshine today, 95 to 100. Isolated storm could pop up this afternoon. Generally clear tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine around 100 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mainly clear, 75 to 80. Sunny weather on Wednesday, 100 to 105. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We have some pluses and minuses. We feel like we have a chance to be really, really good.
That's offensive coordinator Clarence McKinney on Fighting Texas Aggie football. They put on the pads and actually scrimmaged Saturday. We'll get you caught up there. Also, Aggies competing in the IAAF World Championship, the TCL Championship Series between the Victoria Generals and the Brazos Valley Bombers was postponed. All that and more in sports, and we'll cover that for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. Okay, it's August the 12th. The headline on Politico this morning, Anthony Weiner unveils.
Oh, that's a poor choice of words.
I think that's probably pretty accurate.
His first campaign ad. Here
dun,
we go.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, here we
I've
go.
I've waged a campaign focused like a laser beam on fighting for the middle class and those struggling to make it.
When I'm not texting.
I put out 2 books of new ideas, 125 of them, in fact.
When I'm not texting.
Everything from restoring discipline in our schools to creating a single-payer health plan for our city.
When I'm not texting.
Look, powerful voices have made it clear from the very beginning they didn't want me to win.
Because I take pictures.
This isn't about what they want. They've gotten their way for far too long.
Uh-huh.
If you give me the chance,
yeah.
I will fight for you and
sure,
your family
you bet.
Every single day.
When I'm not texting.
Inspirational music in the
That's
background.
That's right, yeah.
As much as I hate to correct you, Scott,
yeah.
It's not texting.
Oh, it's sexting.
It's sexting.
That's right.
I just hope that the books don't have pictures.
He posted he posted his video yesterday. There it is. It's inspiring. Howsomever, as he begins, I think it should be mentioned that he, in fact, has... Basically, Mr. Weiner has set a record that, he probably doesn't really want to own. Siena College did some polling, so to speak, as to candidates and how people felt about them. And the thing is, of course, Elliot Spitzer is out there as well, and Spitzer's got his own demons.
Issues.
Yeah, that's good. Anyhow, what they did is they asked New Yorkers about these two guys, and 62% of those in New York City say the national attention placed on these two cats has been embarrassing.
I don't really appreciate the use of the word cats there. Do you mind using a different word?
I'm dudes. Offended.
How's
that, dudes?
That's a lot better.
Spitzer fares better than Wiener, boasting a 59% unfavorable rating, as opposed to Anthony Wiener's 80% unfavorable rating.
Why doesn't he just get out?
And they go on to say, Wiener has set an all-time Siena College poll record with 80% of the voters viewing him unfavorably, including three-quarters of the Democrats and New York City voters. So there. I know.
Just get out.
Well, I guess he's got this money to spend, and so that's why he did that ad for us, so that we'd know about it. There. So, Anthony Wiener. So... Don't too often agree with John McCain. I just wish he'd go sit on the porch with Jimmy Carter and they could button each other's sweaters.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't know if Jimmy Carter would enjoy sitting next to somebody sending a bunch of creepy pictures.
Well, no. John McCain, he doesn't send creepy pictures. No, it's okay. We moved on. The president, but yesterday, he's on Fox, and McCain said, quote, "The president comparing Vladimir Putin to a kid in the back of the classroom, I think, is very indicative of the president's lack of appreciation of who Vladimir Putin is." He continued, "He is an old KGB colonel that has no illusions about our relationship. He does not care about a relationship with the United States. Mm. He continues to oppress his people, continues to oppress the media, continues to act in an autocratic and unhelpful fashion. We also need very badly to understand that Mr. Putin does not have the United States-Russia relationships in any priority, and treat him in a very realistic fashion." I think that's right.
I think that's probably dead on.
Yeah. I mean, to talk about him being the kid in the back of the class. This guy is a thug. He is a thug, without a doubt. And I don't think he has any problem with dispatching, shall we say, those who do not agree with him.
Mm-hmm. No, I would say jackbooted thug is probably more than a little accurate for this guy.
Yeah, if he's, I think he's trying to, you know, continue or to move them back to the times of Stalin. And, for the president to believe that he can charm him into something or just he's the bad boy in the back of the classroom. Nah, that's not the case. Hey, the president's on vacation. Have you heard about that or not?
Again?
Yeah, he's on vacation. Spending a week in Martha's Vineyard in Massachusetts, where he'll be golfing and reading and relaxing with friends. Because, after all, it has just been a horrendous couple of weeks. You know, he's been working so hard. Late
yes,
hours
very trying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, and I don't know, I just saw a picture of the dog. Bo, is that the dog's name?
I believe that is correct.
Bo flew on the helicopter up to, you know, the Martha's Vineyard area. Because we need to be doing that, right? We need to be burning helicopter fuel to take a dog up.
Please tell me.
Other people on the helicopter?
I was going to say, please tell me there was somebody else on there.
Oh, yeah,
sure.
Like
they sent the dog by itself.
Right, no, there's somebody who's got to give it food and, you know, put a pad underneath it or whatever, but just saying.
I actually saw a thing this weekend about, they were talking about the presidential security.
Uh-huh.
And Marine One,
yeah,
apparently is the only helicopter known, at least to most folks, that you can sit in and talk to one another in a whisper.
Is
that
right?
Thing is so armored
that
it's just absolutely silent back in the cabin where the president rides.
Well, you wouldn't want the dog to get nervous either. You know
True.
What happens to dogs when they get nervous.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, so as the president heads off to his vacation on Martha's Vineyard, his approval rating continues to sputter. A new Gallup three-day rolling average is just 41% approving, 50% disapproving. Yeah, so what? Yeah. Now get this. Harry Reid, in an interview in Las Vegas for the PBS station out there, has said that Obamacare is just an incremental step toward a government-run, single-payer system.
Duh.
He said, quote, "What we've done with Obamacare is have a step in the right direction, but we're far from having something that's going to work forever. When asked if the United States would eventually have a health care system that abandoned private insurance as a means of accessing it," he said, yes, absolutely, yes. So the insurance companies can look forward to that. Hey, here's a shocker.
I'm guessing the insurance companies are kind of going, well, duh.
Yeah, I think they pretty much knew that already.
Writing was on the wall on that one.
Yeah. There's, and again, you know, if you compare our system to, we talk about this being European, and in some ways it certainly is. But also, the problem is that there are over 50 different types of plans that people can be a part of in the United States that include the government that causes rates to be very skewed. And you can probably go into your health care provider if you have a procedure that you're about to do and say, hey, what if I just write you a check? And the chances are excellent that they'll give you a lower price because they don't want to mess with the insurance companies.
Right.
They don't want to go with all that. If you can hand them a check when you're done with the procedure, you get a better deal for the same care.
I've said all along, if you want to fix the whole health care problem, mm-hmm. get rid of insurance entirely. If people have to shop,
mm-hmm.
then people will go shop.
Right. Or, well, and haven't we all been in a situation where all we have to do is do the copay thing? Oh, well, gosh, that just cost me $20. Well, no, it didn't.
No, that's what I mean. If you get rid of the insurance part of it, because people are like, well, then healthcare is different. Well, some people can't afford a Jag.
That's right. And
I drive a Chevy.
That's right. That's right. Not everybody can do the same thing. And I'll have to go find the information. Rock Center did a story, and I got a copy of it over the weekend, about how smartphones are going to we used to see the tricorder, you know, the thing that that Bones would use on people. And it's not quite to that point, but you can actually interact with your healthcare provider on the phone with any number of apps, and that may, in fact, end up saving our lives, but also, you know, doing tests inside a doctor's office rather than have to go out to a lab to have it done. They showed, I think, a guy getting an electrocardiogram, and it took, you know, about 3 seconds and didn't cost anything.
Just dropped his smartphone on his chest?
Yeah, no. Actually, no. What they put a patch on his chest, and the doctor stood there with a cell phone that had an app, and there it was. And you could see a picture of his heart right there.
The question is, do you trust a cell phone app with your electrocardiogram?
Well, yes, I do. If a doctor's holding on to it, I do. I mean, I'm not going to read it. Go, oh, wow, that looks okay to me. But the idea is, you know,
I'm not comfortable with that squiggle.
Yeah, that you can do that with cell phone technology that causes you to be able to not have to go out and have some expensive test done. And if that's the case, how much less could healthcare cost? And obviously, that's what we're trying to do, is lower healthcare costs.
Sure.
And again, it's complicated, but there's no reason that technology shouldn't be at the forefront when it comes to diagnosis for us in just everyday type things, as opposed to way on up the line. Mm-hmm. Okay, we could talk about that for a long time. It's 6:49.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, when we're thinking about getting new carpet for our home or purchasing a new home that needs carpet, what's new in trends?
Well, Bigelow here is a great example of some very high style, beautiful looking products. They're the latest in fashion. They really are a great selection of quality and style.
Are we looking for more solid patterns now? Do we want like shag? That was frisé is back in style?
Yes, frisés are still selling well. Very textured looks are selling well. But there are also a lot of people that love great styles that are fashionable. Everybody seems to like something different, so we have a great selection of everything for everybody.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Beautiful. Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
When you say that a fellow has a lot of character in his face, you're really saying he looks like he's had a tough life. We have some trees that have a lot of character too, and most of their problems are genetically predetermined. There wasn't much any of us could do to avoid those problems ourselves, but we can avoid them with our trees. I'll be back with the trouble of fast-growing trees right after this message. Are insects destroying your lawn from above and below ground? End that damage now with Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf. This product kills surface insects in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months. Insects are killed when they come into contact with the product. They're killed when they attempt to eat the plants. This exclusive two-way formula is the only product that combines two targeted chemistries into one granule to achieve maximum protection from the insects. This long-lasting formula gives up to 90-day insect protection. It won't wash away with irrigation or rain. Use it on lawns, ground covers, flowers, trees, shrubs, and along building foundations. Check the label for a complete listing of the insects that Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer will eliminate. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's the beauty of better science, Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results, BayerAdvanced.com. BayerAdvanced.com, Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf. Fast-growing trees are the topic today, and there's not a one of them worth planting in Texas landscaping. To a tree, they're susceptible to some awful insect disease and cultural problems, some of the worst you could ever imagine. Their wood is brittle, their leaves scorch in the heat, and their roots sneak under our concrete. They're simply not good neighbors. They're also not good for the neighborhood. I've used a comparison before, so forgive me if you've heard it already, but you wouldn't buy a car simply because it goes fast. You want it to be durable. You don't want the doors to fly off at 65 miles an hour. Shade trees have their doors flying off. The real truth of the matter is that a quality adapted shade tree will grow at 2/3 the rate of a trashy fast-growing type. And that's fast enough, my friend. The difference is that the modern tree is going to survive for 100 years or longer, while the racehorse is checking out after only a few years. In the meantime, the moderate grower has also made a statement of beauty and value to its surroundings. We often move into a home and the trees are already there. We're reluctant to rip them out, no matter how bad they are. In the event that's your situation, I have some things to watch for with the fast-growing sorry dog trees of Texas. We'll start with fruitless mulberries. Actually, they're some of our better fast growers. They're still susceptible, though, to borers, summer heat stress, and related leaf drop, cotton root rot, and fungal leaf spot that causes defoliation. Life expectancy? Oh, I guess on average, probably 25 to 35 years. Some die a lot younger. Some will live a few years longer. Silver maples, these fast-growing relatives of some of America's finest trees, are susceptible to borers, cotton root rot, and extreme iron deficiency. Leaf drop is rampant when it turns hot and dry, and Texas droughts take a horrible toll on silver maples. Cottonwoods, poplars, and willows, they are fast-growing. Cotton root rot, cottonwood borers, galls with cottonwood's extreme summer leaf drop, willows' average life expectancy probably 5 or 6 years. Arizona ash, it's borers and cotton root rot that are problems with them. And mimosas, it's mimosa webworm and cotton root rot and mushroom root rot and iron deficiency in alkaline soils. Siberian elm, oh gosh, elm leaf beetle, cotton root rot, borers, vascular disease known as wetwood. Box elders have box elder bugs. Sycamore has anthracnose. Oh my, let's go for quality. I'm Neil Sperry. We'll tie landscaping to living spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:54. Fighting Texas Aggie football put on the pads Friday and really ramped it up Saturday as they took Kyle Field for the first time this fall, going through a scrimmage before about 150 kickoff campers. Here's offensive coordinator Clarence McKinney after the team's first scrimmage.
We had some pluses and minuses. We feel like we have a chance to be really, really good. But there are some things that we have to iron out, you know, turnovers in the red zone, penalties, little things that we can correct. But once we correct those things, we feel like we got a chance to be pretty good.
And in what a lot of teams call bulletin board material, the quarterback competition brewing at Florida State turned Johnny Football trashing. James Winston, a candidate for the FSU quarterback job, believes the team is loaded with talent no matter who Coach Jimbo Fisher chooses to be the starter. Quote, "If we play Florida State football, we're going to have a very good team." If he wins the job, he says, quote, "It won't change him. If I get Johnny Manziel disease, I want every one of y'all to get your mics and just start hitting me on the head." That's what he told reporters, adding that Manziel was a good person based on what he'd heard from other athletes. The Aggies are not scheduled to play the Seminoles unless they run into one another in a bowl. A pair of Aggies competing for Trinidad and Tobago each advanced to the semifinals for their respective events on the second day of action in the IAAF World Championships. Wayne Davis II placed second in his heat at the 110 hurdles, while Dion Lindor was runner-up in his heat of the 400 meters. Both Davis and Lindor will compete in the semifinal round of the World Championships later today. Now, in that same meet, Usain Bolt won back the title of world's fastest man, blowing away Justin Gatlin with about 30 minutes left, posting a time of 9.77. Game 1 of the TCL Championship Series between the Victoria Generals and the Brazos Valley Bombers was postponed due to heavy rain in Victoria Sunday. The series format has been altered due to the postponement. Game 1 will now be played tonight in Bryan at 7:05. The two teams will meet in Victoria for Game 2 at Riverside Stadium tomorrow at 7:05, and if third game is necessary, it'll be back here in Bryan on Wednesday night. In Major League Baseball, Martin Perez threw a four-hitter to lead the Rangers to a 6-1 victory over the Houston Astros. Rangers manager Ron Washington is very pleased with Texas tearing off 12 of the last 13.
Well, we feel pretty good about ourselves. You know, we just got to continue to play good baseball. And as I say each night, when I come off the field, it has to continue throughout the lineup. And today it did again.
Now, in the other dugout, Bo Porter is not near as pleased.
You cannot give teams extra outs. And you look at the first two runs that they had, it was both innings in which we gave them an extra out, and they took advantage of it and was able to score, you know, score a run. If not, you may be going into the ninth inning and score tied 0-0. But at the end of the day, you have to play fundamentally sound baseball.
Rangers and Stros square off again this afternoon. First pitch at 1:10.
Keselowski gets into the back of Kyle Busch, but Busch holds it straight. He'll see the checkered flag, and Kyle Busch has picked up the win here at the Glen.
Kyle Busch led for the final 29 laps in winning yesterday's Sprint Cup race at Watkins Glen. Busch held off Brad Keselowski, who had to settle for his third consecutive runner-up finish at Watkins Glen. Martin Truex Jr. was third, followed by Carl Edwards and Juan Pablo Montoya. In the PGA, Joe Duffner took the lead from Jim Furyk on the front nine and held on to win the PGA Championship at Oak Hill. Duffner closed with a 2-under 68 for a 10-under total in his first career major title, two strokes ahead of Furyk.
I just decided that I was going to be confident, you know, and really put my best foot forward and play aggressive and try to win this thing. I wasn't going to just kind of play scared or soft. And the last two holes were a little unfortunate. I wish I could have closed out with no bogeys, but I'm happy to get the job done. And, you know, it's a big step in my career.
The victory comes 2 years after Duffner blew a four-shot lead with four shots to play at the PGA Championships in Atlanta. And since we're talking golf, A&M will be well represented today at the 113th U.S. Amateur Championship. Five Aggies are in the field teeing off in Brookline, Massachusetts. Current Aggie golfers Ty Dunlap, Andrew Lister, Jade Scott, and Greg Yates will join former A&M golfer Matt Van Zandt, who was a member of the 2009 National Championship squad. And finally, Blas Perez scored his second goal in the 86th minute to lift FC Dallas into a 3-3 tie with the Los Angeles Galaxy. Landon Donovan scored three goals for his fourth career MLS hat trick. Donovan scored twice within 9 minutes to give L.A. a 3-2 lead in the 82nd minute. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The heat in Texas in the summertime is tough on cars and trucks. That's where a trip to SevCheck Service Center comes in. Let the folks at SevCheck do a little preventive maintenance before you head out on your vacation. They'll check the belts and hoses, all the fluid levels, change your oil, rotate your tires, so you and your family can drive with confidence. The SevChecks have been taking care of drivers in the Brazos Valley since 1972. And there's no better place to go if you have an emergency. SevCheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.